la 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 לימוד הזוהר הקדוש בזמן הזה נצרך לנו מאוד להגן ולהציל אותנו נגד כל רע, כי גילוי חוכמה זאת עתה בדורות גרועים הוא כדי שיהיה לנו מגן עתה לאחוז בלבב שלם להבינו שבשמיים. כי אותם דורות קודמים היו אנשי מעשה וחסידים, והמעשים הטובים היו מצילים אותם מפני המקטרגים. עתה רחוקים אנו משורש העליון. מי יגן עלינו אם לא קריאתנו בחוכמה הזאת הנפלאה והעמוקה? ובפרט על דרך שכתב הרב ז"ל.
Rav wrote that now the hidden things became revealed again. Studying the Holy Zohar at this time is necessary for us in order to save us and protect us from any harm, because the disclosure of this wisdom right now in these generations is as a shield for us to hold on to and be connected with our Father in the heaven. Because the previous generations were the people of action, and the chassids and the good deeds saved them from the slanderers. Now we're far from the upper root. Who will protect us if not for this great and profound wisdom? And especially the way Rav wrote about it, that the hidden matters now became revealed. A question for a workshop: how does studying the Zohar help us realize the arvut between us? How does studying the Zohar help us reveal the arvut between us?
חת חת. כן, זה גם המיקוד. לימוד הזוהר,
studying the Zohar, we read about it. It consists of two. On the one hand, it's completely above reason. It is a book that, as if we have no perception of, but the Kabbalists say, read it and this will protect you. This is what will correct you. This is what will connect you. On the other hand, we feel that there is a Zohar lesson. We want to leave everything and cleave to this thing. It's amazing how this inner partition that exists in a person becomes revealed. On the one hand, there's no connection. On the other hand, it seems like the most important thing in life. Yeah, I remember that there was they sounded this opera in a prison, and for them it was really like a life-saving thing. So the Zohar, it's a melody that wants you to be it makes you want to be with the friends, and also it comes from a very high place. So obviously at that time it's very easy to feel the friends, feel the words of the Zohar. The Zohar is actually the most powerful means that we have in order to draw the reforming light, and the moment we read the Zohar, this is actually the kli, the tool with which we realize the arvut. The moment we work on the Zohar, the condition to hear it, to pass it through us, is for us to have a tendency towards our root. And so as we learn, first of all, we have to be very meticulous about the intention. How do we build ourselves as a group? How can we start creating this Arvut as one man and one heart and reveal it through the words of the Zohar? Because the Zohar was written from the level of the final correction, and by strengthening the Arvut between us, we gradually raise, elevate ourselves towards that point where there's a meeting between the words and the Kli, of our Kli. And if we'll concentrate and focus as one man and one heart to make the efforts that we can, the Creator will help us create this Arvut between us. It will help us correct what we need to correct and fulfill the Arvut with the real force that we have. And we got the opportunity to do it on the morning lesson to see that as if now we're at the final correction. Just look at Zohar. It's the final correction. If you discover that we can't, we don't show it on the outside. It's an excellent exercise to see everything around us in the final correction and to behave that way. This is actually the most important thing.
יש משהו בחוץ, לא ברור, יש משהו בפנים שהוא מאוד מאוד חם, מאוד מאוד מרגיש, מאוד
There's something
מאוד
very sensitive, very common about it.
בכלל, מהרגע שהגיעו החברים מחול, יש הרגשה שהזוהר פשוט קיבל
And עצמה. When friends come from overseas, there's a feeling that the Zohar became even more stronger than before.
כן, באמת הזוהר זה הכלי, זה כאילו הזוהר פותח בפניך עולם שלם, שאם אתה מתחבר לחברים ואתה קורא דרכו את הזוהר, אז בעצם אתה יכול להרגיש את כל העולם הזה שנפתח, וזה הדבר הכי גדול שיש לנו כרגע.
This is the greatest thing that we have right now.
אנחנו התאספנו כאן למטרה מאוד גבוהה, ויש לנו חברים. אתמול ככה דיברנו בינינו ואחד החברים שיושב פה בשולחן
Yesterday we talked about us and one of the friends said look you have a very special sophistication that you accumulate during the years here you come with an open we come with an open heart with the revealed chisaron and the meeting between this oviut and the open heartedness is something that leads to a good kind of an explosion something that you can combine between the Kli and the fulfillment. You start arranging these things correctly. What is our intention? How do we add the friends? How do we come out as one man and one heart? Why do we do it? What does it mean to bestow contentment to the Creator? Where is it? Do we want it or not?
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
reading from the introduction to Tess, item 155. Introduction to Tess, item 155. And accordingly, therefore, we must ask, why then did the Kabbalists obligate each person to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Indeed, there is a great thing in it, worthy of being publicized. There is a wonderful, invaluable remedy to those who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, although they do not understand what they're learning through the yearning and the great desire to understand what they are learning. They awaken upon themselves the lights that surround their souls. This means that every person from Israel is guaranteed to finally attain all the wonderful attainments that the Creator had contemplated in the thought of creation to delight every creature. And one who has not been awarded in this life will be granted in the next life, etc., until one is awarded completing his thought which he had planned for him. And while one has not attained perfection, the lights that are destined to reach him are considered surrounding lights. That means that they stand ready for him, but are waiting for him to purify his vessels of reception, at which time these lights will clothe the able vessels. Hence, even when he does not have the vessels, when he engages in this wisdom, mentioning the names of the lights and the vessels related to his soul, they immediately shine upon him to a certain extent. However, they shine for him without clothing the interior of his soul, for lack of able vessels to receive them. Yet the illumination one receives time after time during the engagement draws upon him grace from above, imparting him with abundance of sanctity and purity, which bring him much closer to achieving perfection. Question for the workshop. What are the conditions for drawing the light while reading the Zohar? Again, what are the conditions for drawing the light while reading the Zohar? We have to build a kli. We have to have the right intention. So that we'll really feel what the writers of the Zohar felt when they gave us this immense treasure, and to come with the deficiency that we'll want to do what they did to bestow. And this way, we'll achieve equivalence of form between us and the quality of bestowal, and we'll draw the light. And if we're talking about the equivalence of form, I liked Rav's explanation. The light is one. If we want to equalize with it and awaken it upon ourselves, we too have to try and become as one. And by trying to become as one with the light, it awakens it and it really starts connecting us.
Can
this one, that at least will go into reading the Zohar with this one common prayer, so that this thing called connecting the souls will simply happen. That will position the friends around the book of Zohar and allow these words to open our hearts, connect our souls into one heart, one soul. And by that, you already become excited. Just by meeting the friends inside the mutual heart and this warmth and this love.
I'll say what Ben Tzvi thinks. שאנחנו צריכים להתחיל קודם כל מביטול.
We have to first of all start with complete annulment, to reach a state where we silence everything else about us and like one big radar to try and feel what's in the heart of the friend, because our success, our ability to raise man depends on that. And after we perceive the treasure that we have here, we start adding in our words so that everyone will feel that all of these words were made just for one thing, for all of us to connect in the center of the group. And this annulment will be in a way that we're in a stream of light. We allow it to flow with us and for us to flow with it. It's like we and it become one. What's special about these moments is that suddenly corporeality and spirituality connect. You're overflown with light.
יש את החיים, ואז יש שיעור זוהר, שזה משהו אחר. זה כאילו פתאום כל החיים, כל החברים, כל...
Suddenly all the friends, the light, everything. It becomes some one thing. A collection of lights that shine together. And that's exactly what we need. All the friends that sit together, that gather with a great deficiency to draw the light. Friends that sit in the ten and each annuls himself towards the other nine friends. And together, we perform some kind of a mutual action. The mutual desire for correction, to draw the reforming light, this really the lacking part. Because everyone's coming with everything they've accumulated during the day, with all the ascents and descents and contemplations and everything. And this is exactly what we're lacking right now, the reforming light. And it can come only when we convey our points in the heart.
בעיניי השוואת הצורה מתחיל מזה שאני מוציא את עצמי מהמשוואה. אין אני במשוואה.
There's no me in this equation. The moment we start with there being no me in this equation,
כולם מוארים, כולם שמחים, כולם אהובים, ואז יש השוואת הצורה.
כי איך אפשר לא לשמוח כשיש לנו מטרה כל כך נעלה?
How can we not rejoice having such an exalted goal? To achieve the quality of bestowal and bestow contentment to the Creator. And suddenly this is something that seems truly graceful. This is the part of the work that we're doing here. And the Zohar is exactly our condition, according to which we will become as one. We think only about the friends. The moment we think about the friends, then you don't have to make any concessions. And then everything flows as it should. And the request is for the light to enter the friends and correct their desire and prayer.
השעה וחצי הזאת שאנחנו נהיה שקועים כזה דבר נעלה, באמת יהיה לו משמעות בחיבור שלנו ובהתקדמות שלנו לכיוון מטרת הבריאה.
La 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 Light, 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 light